prior to the conflict and the recent insecurity, and particularly exacerbated by the recent crisis, the health situation in Iraq is extremely challenged. We've seen many health facilities being damaged, having to close because of the violence, the lack of supplies, etc. We've seen impact on the health state of people in terms of nutritional status in some cases and lack of access to health care, particularly for people with non-communicable diseases who haven't been able to get the kind of care they need as a result of the impact on the health system. We're also seeing great impacts in terms of psychosocial support being needed. We see that also immunization rates in certain parts of the country are very low. For example, in the Anbar province in the west of the country, polio vaccination coverage rates currently at around 48%. Now, as part of this new health activity that's taking place in Iraq, thanks to the funding support from Saudi Arabia, vaccination rates for polio will increase to over 94%. This is just one of the examples of how the support from the Saudi authorities can help the health services in Iraq.
WHO has received about $49 million from Saudi Arabia. How will this help people who are affected by the conflict and the displaced in Iraq?
This funding is going to go towards three main areas. It will go towards preventing disease outbreaks, to improving nutritional considerations, and to strengthening the health systems in terms of rebuilding hospital facilities and resupplying them and getting staff back in place. So the donation from Saudi Arabia is the largest ever humanitarian contribution to WHO for a specific crisis, and it enables WHO with our health partners there to scale up its response to disease outbreaks, malnutrition, medicine shortages, and overburdened hospitals and clinics. Specifically, the funding will provide medical care to several million people affected by the violence. It will tackle medical complications that result from malnutrition by providing targeted support to 350,000 people. This will include children under the age of 5, pregnant and lactating women, and patients who are suffering from severe malnutrition. These projects will be implemented in many places across the country, in areas where displaced people are now being hosted, plus in conflict-affected areas.
Has WHO seen any incidences of communicable diseases?
We've seen several cases of polio, for example, that have been brought under control or identified. We've seen cases of other communicable diseases. You know, there's a real threat of infectious disease outbreaks in Iraq. So this great effort is around trying to prevent outbreaks like cholera, diarrheal diseases, measles, and hepatitis C. And these threats have increased due to population displacement and the strain on the health system.
What kind of access has WHO and its partners got in the areas where there's conflict and a lot of the displaced population?
Yeah, access is one of the major challenges and issues. WHO works closely with health partners on the ground in many of these areas, including health authorities, plus NGOs and other international organizations to deliver health care. As coordinator of the health cluster in Iraq, WHO plays a very key role in identifying needs that are felt by the whole health sector and then seeking funding on behalf of the whole sector as well.